Hi everyone, I'm Darian. I'm here to tell you the story of when I caught my girlfriend kissing a Chad, and I got back at both of them by dating his sister. My life had been a rollercoaster ride for the past year and a half. I lost my part-time job, I lost my apartment, and I lost my self-esteem. I was failing all my classes because I just couldn't deal with the stress of losing my mortgage, moving, and going back to renting again and having a roommate. All thanks to the raging pandemic. I was just starting to regain my lost self when I met Jamie. To me, she was like a light at the end of a tunnel. When I met Jamie, I felt like my life was turning back around, and hope was finally in sight. Jamie was my hope. She pulled me out of my dingy apartment that I was sharing with an old friend. She took me to places I would have never gone to by myself. She took me on dates. I hadn't even seen the inside of a restaurant in ages. The only drawback with Jamie is that she did all this with what little money I had. I was poor. I had no income coming in, and college, online classes though they may be, still tucked up in my mostly empty pockets. But deep inside, I told myself it was all worth it. Jamie was beautiful. She was bubbly, and she made me feel alive again. What's a bit of money if I felt alive again? And what's a few $100s in exchange for a person who cares about me and wants to see me happy? Well, apparently, it's a lot. Because soon enough, Jamie began ramping up her expenses, and it wasn't about me or us anymore. Soon enough, it was all about Jamie. She began taking my cards without my knowledge, and she would spend it on new shoes and pedicures and hair treatments. She'd even sign me up for subscriptions to spas and beauty product deliveries. My debt began to slowly creep up from under me. All of it thanks to Jamie. When I confronted her about it, she began to cry.
What do you mean? I'm not stealing from you. I thought we shared everything. What's mine is yours, and what's mine is yours. Or are you no longer interested in this relationship?
What? No, Jamie, that's not what I'm saying. This isn't about that. All I'm saying is please don't use my cards to buy yourself stuff without telling me. That's all I ask. And if you say what's mine is yours and what's yours is mine, then how come I end up paying for your stuff too? And we never share in expenses. I seem to be the only one paying for everything.
Oh, really? It's all about the money then, is it? Money, money, money. Is that all you care about? After everything I did for you? I gave you back your life, Darian. You would still be in that dusty room of yours if I hadn't taken you out of it. And I'm not even picky. I don't care that you're raggedy and poor and average. I deserve far better, and yet I'm slumming it with you. Did you ever ask yourself what I deserve, huh?
Jamie stormed out and didn't talk to me for days. And I hate to admit it, but I let what she said affect me. What if she was right? That I was just some loser who didn't deserve her? That's what spurred me to try harder. I started cooking. My grandma taught me how. And I thought, it was about time I used whatever skill I had to get out of the rut I was in. I posted my food on Insta, and I let everyone know I was selling homemade dinners. All they had to do was come by my place to pick it up. It was cheap, convenient, and for college students who didn't have the time, patience, and skill to feed themselves. It was a godsend. Especially since I lived in an area where most of the people who lived there were busy students or young. Working people who had no time to cook, or found out that eating daily was too expensive. Soon, I had 20 orders. Then 50. Then 100. I had so many college kids knocking on my door for my filling, delicious comfort food that I couldn't even keep up with orders. I had to buy an extra stove and paid my roommate to help. And my online business grew. From something that I thought could help with the bills, in a span of weeks, it turned into a sensation. And one that paid really, really well. Of course I wasn't wiping my butt with money, Rich. But I was finally living month to month without needing to stress. And the best part for me was that I was able to at least cope with Jamie's extravagant tastes. With the money I earned from my new business, I was able to take her to shops and restaurants she wanted. I even gifted her an insanely pricey spa weekend. And finally, Jamie was happy. Or so I thought. I began doing deliveries a while back. I bought a bike, and I offered delivery to nearby areas for a small fee. And it was one of those deliveries that I had my first personal encounter with Ford. Ford was one of those popular fat boys from school. Nobody knew what his family did, but we all just knew he was rich. Stinking filthy rich. And he wasn't shy about pointing it out when he almost hit me with his shiny sports car when he tried to speed past a red light.
What are you doing, bro? Seriously, you almost scratched my car, dude.
And you almost killed me.
You don't see the red light, bro?
That seemed to tick him off. A lot. Ford stepped out of his car and towered over me. His nostrils flared and he grabbed me by my shirt.
You're talking back? After you almost ruined my car? You and your cheap bike won't be enough to pay for this car, you peasant. Do you know who my father is?
Nope. I laughed. I don't know. I wasn't about to take crap from a guy who only knew how to spend his dad's money. And I didn't care who his dad was. That ticked off Ford even more, and he solidly planted one of his knees into my gut. I fell over, and Ford drove away. But before he did, he said something I never expected.
Typical. You poor people are all the same. You don't know how to respect those above you. Stay in your lane, scum. No wonder Jamie runs to me when she wants. You're a total garbage fire of a mess.
I didn't understand what he meant at first. Why would my girlfriend run to him? How did he even know my girlfriend? But then, that afternoon, my roommate showed me an Insta post that had been circulating for a while.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't want to let you know. I thought it'll only hurt you. I told you that girl was all sorts of trouble.
And he was right, of course. It hurt. A lot. And he did warn me about Jamie. A lot of times. But when I saw that rich Chad's Insta post of him kissing my girlfriend, all that mattered was the pain. I wanted revenge. On both of them. Every day, the two would post pics of them all cuddled up in some party. Everyone knew she was my girlfriend. And Jamie wasn't hiding the fact that she was two-timing me for a bland daddy's boy. I began to use my thriving business to my advantage. I posted my new food with me in the photos, and I started going to the gym and spending my money on new clothes, better haircuts, and skincare. In no time, girls were knocking on my door not just for my food, but to ask me out too. My food was a local celebrity, and as its creator, so was I. The entire cheerleader squad at school was crushing on me, and that's what I was really aiming for. Because who else was the captain of the cheerleaders but Ford's little sister? Slowly, face-to-face classes became a reality again, and on the first day, I made sure to confront Jamie and Ford, and I made sure the entire cheerleading squad was there too. Jamie kissed Ford in front of me, and the whole school saw. People were shouting for a fight, and they booed Ford and Jamie.
Whatever, you have no idea how bad a boyfriend Darian is. Ford's so much better.
In what way, Jamie? In that he lets you spend his dad's cash? Because I cut you off from using mine to get those hooves of yours fixed?
Everyone laughed, but Jamie wasn't discouraged.
Whatever. You know what? Ford's a better kisser anyway.
Jamie kissed Ford, the Chad, in front of me. But I only smiled. It still stung. But I wasn't gonna let her get to me. I had a weapon too.
Is that so? Is he really?
From behind the cheerleaders, Tilly stepped out and took my hand. Her girlfriends all looked jealous of her, but they cheered her on. In front of her brother and Jamie, I kissed Tilly. And the school erupted with applause. Ford erupted with fury.
What? Tilly! Don't you dare touch my sister!
Oh, I've done more than touch her, Chad. I thought he was about to punch me. Instead, Ford knelt.
Please, please, anything but my sister. My dad'll kill me.
Sure, on one condition.
Anything.
Dump Jamie, here and now. And he did. In front of everyone watching, and to Jamie's horror, Ford dumped her. I still dated Tilly, of course. It wasn't like I was gonna let a great girl go to make someone like Ford happy. And you know what? Turn out her dad liked me a lot. I got to date a hot rich girl. And Ford got to watch me get engaged to his sister.